Welcome to the Next Level Leaders Podcast with me, Dr. Joseph Walker. This podcast is designed to offer strategies in moving vision to reality. Leaders can expect to be mentored, inspired, challenged to succeed at the next level. So prepare to be exposed, empowered, and equipped for excellence. Thank you for connecting and allowing this space to become an opportunity for growth and collaborative learning. Now, let's go on this journey together and spark the change we wish to see in ourselves, our teams, and the world. Hi, I'm Dr. Joseph Walker, and thank you so much for tuning in to Next Level Leader Podcast. This is the place we come every single week to grow as leaders, and it is always a delight to have you connected on today. Wherever you have heard about this podcast, know that we appreciate you. We appreciate you and appreciate you. Thank you so very, very much. I tell you what, it is amazing how this podcast continues to grow, continues to do great things. And I'm incredibly excited, so excited about how we continue to grow. Listen, I truly, truly, truly appreciate you. And I want you to share this. Make sure you share it with as many people as you can. Go out there and share it and help us to reach a million people. Here's the other thing. Follow me, Joseph Walker 3. Do that now. Go out there and follow me. Let's make it happen. Follow me, Joseph Walker 3 on Instagram, and then go to my website, josephwalker3.org, for more information that we believe can be a tremendous blessing to you. I'm so incredibly thankful also for so many of you that comment and share and tell me how this podcast is being a blessing to you. Next Level Leader is all about iron sharpening iron. It's our goal to continue to bring you content that we believe can be a tremendous blessing to your life. My wife and I have a YouTube page. Love for you to go check it out. It's called Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. If you would go out there and check it out, I promise you, it would be a tremendous blessing to us. And go out and subscribe. Make sure you do that. And I just appreciate you so much. Can I tell you, this subject today is going to be one that's going to truly, truly speak into all of our lives. How do you prevent your flaws from becoming your failures? Every leader needs to anchor down, lock in on this podcast, because I'm talking to people who understand what flaws are. Now, this will only resonate with you if you're honest about your flaws. Every leader has them. There are no perfect people. Sometimes this idea of perfectionism is what becomes our own demise. So it's incredibly important that we understand that even though we have flaws, it should never become our failures, meaning they should never become things that become our nature, our character, and ultimately contribute to our demise. Let's talk about that just for a moment. Talking to you as a leader. First of all, be honest about what happened. If that was a mistake, something that happened in your past, be honest about it. You cannot fix what you're not willing to face. So oftentimes as leaders, we live in this idea that I can gloss over it or pretend it never happened because I'm more concerned about my image than I am about integrity. But what I have learned is you've got to be honest that something happened. Something went awry. Something occurred that you're not proud of. That's a flaw. It's really okay. It doesn't have to be egregious. It doesn't have to be something big, but whatever it is, you got to acknowledge it. You have to have that starting point right there, admitting you had a problem, admitting something happened. You never can move beyond that until you acknowledge it. It doesn't mean you have to go out and share with everybody and tell everybody, oh, I messed up and this is what I did and I feel horrible and I got it off my chest. No, it means you have to acknowledge that. You have to put that in perspective. And once you're honest about what happened, this is how you begin the process of assuring that it doesn't become a failure in your life. Because now you can take control of the narrative. That's number two. Once you acknowledge it, you then take control. Don't let other people control the narrative. You know what happened. And so you as a leader own the narrative. This is so important. I always tell people, get ahead of it. Tell the story yourself. You are the one that controls the narrative. Yes, that was missteps. Yes, I was immature. Yes, I got ahead of myself. Yes, I didn't do the research. Or yes, I messed up in this area, but I learned so much through it. I'm changing the way in which it's interpreted because I'm controlling the narrative versus defaulting, saying nothing and allowing other people to take the narrative, which could ultimately damage my brand, my reputation, etc. So you've got to control your own narrative. And the only way to do that, again, is acknowledging that something occurred and then you taking control of it yourself. Now, here's the other thing. Number three, which is very, very important. Determine what measures you need to put in place. What is it that you need to put in place that can prevent those things from occurring again? Whenever we have flaws, whether they are administrative flaws, personal flaws, relational flaws, what things did the flaw teach you? What was lacking that created that level of error in your life? And what things can you now put in place to prevent that from occurring in the future? You see how this works? So you determine what boundaries, what things do I have to put around me to make certain that this does not occur again. Because I believe this with all of my heart. If you don't learn from your past, you will absolutely repeat it. See, our goal here is to make certain that our flaws don't become our future, meaning that they don't become our failures. So just because you made a mistake, that doesn't necessarily mean that that's your character. But when you continue to do things and don't put things in place, then that means you are becoming what you did. Does that make sense? So let's not become our flaw and end up as a failure. Let's learn from our flaws, put systems and things in place, measures in place to determine that I do not repeat them so that I am covered and protected. Now, here's the deal. Number four is to keep your focus on your future and not the flaw. How do you elevate and how do you transcend it and say, I am locked in on where I'm going? And not romanticizing and repeating and rehearsing the flaw. How many times have you seen people just stuck in that perpetual state of flaw and just continuously talking about it, continuously manifesting it? At some point, you got to just lock in on your future. You got to move on already. Here's the season now. You got to move on and go focus on the future. So, okay, yes, you might have had a flaw, you know, in the organization and how you hired or what you did or et cetera, but you got to keep it moving. You got to think about the big picture now. There's so much waiting on you, so much depending on you. As a leader, see the larger picture. It's your future, man. Things get better as you continue to move forward. Don't get stuck on the flaw. Stop beating yourself up. It happened. Own it. Deal with it. Put measures in place. Take control of the narrative, but keep your focus on your future. Keep your focus on where you're going, not all the missteps that occurred along the way. And one of the things that can be incredibly helpful here, number five, is building systems of accountability. A lot of folks don't like accountability because now that means somebody else is going to be involved. But let me tell you something. Accountability works. When you build systems of accountability, you're putting yourself in a position where somebody can check you. Well, somebody can check in on you. See, a lot of people run from accountability because you want to do your own thing. But as a leader, every leader needs accountability. Watch this. I'm going to make a statement. I want you to write it down. Never forget it. This is a statement that has governed my life for years. You cannot be in authority if you're not under authority. Let that sink in. You cannot be in authority if you're not under authority. You get it? So as I build these systems of accountability, who am I accountable to? Who do I trust with this? Who can speak into my life, tell me the truth, and it doesn't offend me? It literally helps me become a better person. You have to have systems of accountability because where there is no accountability, there is vulnerability. There is gullibility. You get it? So let's focus in on that. Because through accountability, one of the things I have learned, I talk about this often with leaders, is number six, you make wise decisions. The decisions we make matter, guys. When you make wise decisions, man, that means that you are now being led by wisdom. You have learned, you have lived, you've experienced, been there, done that. And now your decisions are more measured. You're not making those emotive decisions, but you are making them out of wisdom. The Bible says, wisdom is the principal thing above all else. Get understanding. It is important to know, if anyone lack wisdom, let him ask God who gives it liberally. James says that. What I'm telling you today is pause, reflect, think about the consequences of your choices, decisions, and utilize wisdom when you make a decision. Because every decision you make inevitably impacts your destiny. Every decision you make impacts where you're going. So I want to make certain that the decisions I make are in alignment with the destiny that God has for me as a leader and not contributing to my demise. See, because our demise doesn't happen right away sometimes. It happens on the installment plan. Poor decision here, poor decision there, unwise move there, unwise move there. And you look up and you're in the worst place possible, all because of bad decisions. Make wise decisions. Let's review what we've talked about before I go to number seven today. We're talking about not letting our flaws become our failures. We don't want what we've experienced negatively to become who we are. Every leader has flaws. It doesn't matter how anointed you are. It doesn't matter how skilled you are. It doesn't matter how big your department or your organization is. You are flawed. And what you must do is be honest about what happened. Something occurred that triggered that flaw, that exacerbated that flaw in your life to help you realize, wow, how did I end up in this situation? And make certain that you're honest about it. You're not trying to defer it. I own it. Something happened. And as a consequence, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take control of the narrative. That's number two. I talked about that. I'm going to control how this thing is spoken of. And number three, I'm going to take measures to put things in place so that those things won't happen again. I'm going to look at what happened, how it happened. I'm going to put something in place to say, never again. And therefore, I'm going to keep my focus on my future and not the flaw. I'm not going to continue to rehearse the flaw and beat myself up and live in a place of shame. I am so laser sharp focused on where I'm going in this season. That's what leaders do, man. We focus on where we're going. We have this thing with God. You know, it's like, God, show me where you're taking me and I can deal with all the stuff in between. Here's the other thing. I want to build systems of accountability. Who am I accountable to? Because what I am accountable to says, as a leader, I am a person in authority who's also under authority. Incredibly important that you build systems of accountability, allowing people to speak honestly and freely into your life, to challenge you, to correct you, even to console you. That's what leadership does. It has accountability. Here's the next thing. Make wise decisions. Now, making wise decisions really is about, man, just using wisdom, not reckless, emotionally charged decisions, but stepping back, pausing, taking 10 breaths, reflecting, praying, and making certain I understand the intersectionality of every decision I make, that this decision impacts that, and that impacts that, and that impacts that. Sometimes you just think about how it's going to impact you and your emotions, but your decisions impact a whole lot of people, and that's why they must be wise decisions. Here is number seven. Protect your brand and your influence. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. Out of all of this, the integrity of your brand matters. You are your brand. Your name must be clean. Your name must be good. It doesn't mean you don't have things in your past, but now you must understand, now in this season, as a leader, particularly in this heightened sense of social media and all of this stuff, you have to make certain that you don't bargain away your influence. Your influence often is tied to your brand, your name. Is your name good? Is your name good? Your name is better than precious ointment. That's what the Bible says of names. And it's important for you and I and all of us to understand that the decisions we make, the things we do, how we do it, is building our brand, building in the minds of people who we are tied to our brand, and therefore allowing us into certain rooms and into certain spaces because of the influence that we have. If we were to gamble that all away with poor decisions, lose our level of influence, it would not make a difference about the positions we had, how much money we had. If we lose our influence, we can't get things done. I want you to hear me loud and clear. This is the time to say, even if I have flaws, I will not become a failure. I've learned from them. I've appropriated the right response. I put things in place. As a next level leader, I got this. I'm so thankful for you today. And I want to thank and appreciate you for just being a part. Here's what I want you to do. Make sure you follow me on Instagram. Let me know if this podcast has blessed you. If you're a first timer, let me know where you're from. That's JosephWalker3 on Instagram. Thank all of you so much for going to get our books. We have several books out there. Get them at josephwalker3.org. Find out when I'll be in your city, which is probably soon. I would love to get a chance to meet you and talk to you and share. And thank all of you so much. I'm really excited about this podcast and all who tune in every single week. I appreciate you so much. And I'm praying God's richest blessings be upon you. May God be a blessing to you and yours. Until next time, peace. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast. I want you to subscribe at iTunes, cpnshows.com, or whatever podcasts are downloaded. I also want you to follow me on Instagram at Joseph with you.